from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Every show today started with some bit of like, can you feel it? Football's back. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. Like,
You're not?
No, because here's the thing. At least in my brain, I treat college football and the NFL a little differently. So for me, it'll be back officially. I'll get the football vibes probably Thursday heading into the first game of the season.
I got the football vibes Saturday morning. I was ready.
Was that a complication of what you just went through?
No, health-wise? The side effects.
You got the rumbly tumblies and the football vibes.
It was good that I was next to my own bathroom for a while there.
That'll happen there. With those football vibes, you never know how football vibes are going to hit you, though.
Yep. But no, I had the remote in my hand at noon looking for games. Just, I'm ready to go for football, man.
So it's interesting. I think we're all a little all over the place with where this game is on Sunday. One, can I just say this?
By the way, I'd like you to speak for yourself on that. I'm pretty content with the place that I'm at going into Sunday's game. I would not describe myself as being all over the place.
Well, I don't mean you specifically, but I just think the characterization of this game has been pretty outsized and pretty massive. And I'm not trying to be that guy. I ran hard at Guardians fans for thinking too globally like 3 weeks ago when it finally was, well, it's over.
Because the wheels were coming off the wagon.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Guys, there's still time. They can get this back. They can get this righted. And by the way,
they got a couple spares on it, and guess what?
It looks like we're doing okay here. The rotations come together. We got some Guardians talk on the way as well today. But like, I heard the morning show today. Just feels like it couldn't be any bigger. It feels bigger this year. And then I've kind of heard everybody say something like that. And I think there is the hype around the game, which I still don't hear a lot of, other than on sports talk radio. And then there is the actual stakes of the game themselves, which from the game side, it's an NFC opponent, so it's not like we're going to be jostling for position.
Right.
It is a team that I think... kind of like the Browns, nobody really knows what to make of Dallas because of their offseason and the fact their head coach and their quarterback are lame ducks this year. Like, I think there's a lot of blah to the Cowboys this year in a way I don't think there are usually.
Well, hopefully we see a lot of blah on Sunday from the Cowboys specifically. Not so much from the Browns. Not looking for blah. I'm worried about blah from the Browns. It's probably my chief concern is offensively.
But can I speak to that? How is that not every year? I'm not saying specific to you. I'm saying specifically, like, again, another thing that I've heard, and honestly, it started this weekend. I just don't know what to think about the Browns. Guys, that should be every year. I don't know there's a year we've been able to go in since 2021 that we knew what to expect, because every year has been some weird, jilted, well, 6-game suspension. Well, okay, new offense. All right, now it's Deshaun's health. Like, isn't that what most NFL teams feel today, that we just don't know what the hell to expect?
Well, here's why Sunday's game has the feeling of being a larger of an opener than we're accustomed to here in Cleveland.
Tom Brady's debut.
Well, there's that too, which I'm sure we're going to have a conversation about what to expect from him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have the
little south of Saban.
I Yes, definitely.
Saban, for every former coach and QB, it's now astronomically high what he did on game day this week.
Tony Romo did not set the bar. I think Saban has set the bar.
Well, I think Tony Romo set the bar.
Tony Romo is just now annoying.
And then Tony realized that maintaining the bar was tough, so then he lowered the bar a little bit, and then every year Tony Romo has lowered
just
the bar a little bit.
Well, yeah. And just gone from... just to straight annoying.
And by the way, every year he's made a little bit more money. So if there's some sort of reaction there, I'm going to start working a lot less hard just so I can start seeing those ducats go
up. And I'm going to try and become even more annoying to see if my paycheck could increase too.
Oh, I thought you had hit kind of critical mass.
Oh, no. Wow. Well, yeah. There's always room.
Yeah, that was the gentlest dork joke that I've made so far. Yeah. With love.
Oh, don't worry. We still have... 4 hours and 53 minutes. I'm sure I'm going to get my shots in.
Let's not get cocky there.
I always get my shots in. They're not usually good shots.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers.
But, you know, I do take them, even if they're whiffs.
Great Pfizer joke. You need to just let it skip on by. So why do you think this game is bigger than usual?
I'll just say I wish the shots worked better. Anyway, so the reason why this game is bigger... or has the perception of being bigger, because this is the first Browns opener in a very, very... And I'm trying to rack my brain. Typically, the Browns are buried on week one, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and they get the C, D, E, F, and G broadcast team for their opener. This is 4:25, national window on Fox, with the number one broadcast team of the Killer Bees of Fox, right? Yeah. That's why. And of course, it's Dallas, right? Who every year, at least in my opinion, I feel like the Cowboys every year are always overhyped because they're, in air quotes, America's team, as I roll my eyes saying that. They're not America's team, okay? Jerry Jones lost his fastball of putting football teams together back in, like, I would say 1995, right?
By the way, this has become evergreen now. Right. Because I agree with you. But this has now become, like, it's honestly, it's not even eminent domain anymore. It's not registered. We all just look at this and go, that dude talks way too much for how little they've succeeded in 30 years.
Right, right. And nobody negotiates against himself better than Jerry Jones does as well, right?
Hey, it's just that he's an option quarterback just like Pat Mahomes. I don't know if anybody remembers that one from earlier this offseason.
There's part of me that's hoping that Dak Prescott puts together an ungodly statistical year just to jam Jerry Jones for another $10 million in annual value.
Oh, see,
above and beyond what Dak was already going
to
get.
I'm to the point with Dak that I was with Kirk Cousins, which is I was so happy when Kirk Cousins left Washington because I just got so sick of him kind of being kicked the can down the road in his contract.
Right.
That bears fruit. Washington has not been good since Kirk left. You can make an argument about whatever argument you want about him making his money, but I think Dak is the only thing propping up that entire franchise.
Yeah.
And honestly, like specifically to this game, Dallas has Dak. They've got CeeDee Lamb. They've got Trevon Diggs. They've got Micah Parsons. Beyond that, like, I don't know that they, and maybe this doesn't bear fruit week one, but I think part of my, is one, the whole, well, but they used to be somebody vibe. Guys, if we all agree they haven't been somebody in 30 years, if you're still holding on to the Cowboys bandwagon.
Right.
I mean, it's like the guy with three hairs on top of his head trying to build a mullet at the Medina County Fair. Like, at some point, you just got to let it go.
Listen, the Vince Lombardi trophies are no longer the shiny silver. They've got tarnish on them. They've got dust
on them.
They've
turned green. If you touch them, do you get green on your hands?
Probably. Like, you know, like it's been so long, right? And every year, and I get it. Like, Jerry Jones is a master marketer. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are master marketers, right? But that doesn't mean your product is good. And for me, I feel like the Cowboys are the ultimate tease. They're going to win 10 to 12 games every year. They're going to be in contention for the top seed in the NFC. And they're going to do what they always do in the playoffs, and that is bite the dust quickly and hard.
Do you look at this as an opportunity for a statement win?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I feel like that if the Browns win the game, they're going to get no credit whatsoever. But if they lose the game, they're going to get destroyed by the national media. I feel like that's just where the Browns are at as far as the view. And that's why I loved so much what Wyatt Teller had to say yesterday about not just expectations going into the season. I know we're going to get into it in the show, but like the perception of the Browns, the expectation of the Browns and stuff like that. And Wyatt's overall message was like, who cares? Like, we know what our expectations are internally. We're just not going to invest a lot of time and energy worrying about you and the media. No, nothing personal against you guys or, you know, locally or nationally or whatever. But I feel like that the reality of this game, Nick, is that because it's in this prime window, right, this 425 national window, pretty much the entire country is going to have exposure to this game on television, that... And it's the first time that going into the season in a while where the Browns are in a prime window right out of the gate. And it just so happens to be they're playing the Cowboys. Would this game have as much juice if it was Browns, Steelers, Browns, Ravens in the 425 window? Would it, in your view, would it have the same juice?
Here or nationally? Because I do think those are two different things.
I would say probably nationally.
Nationally, no. I mean, I think Dallas is one of the sacred cows. That's one of the three teams that if you talk about them, you're shooting into the right circle. Like if you aim for the middle of Cowboy Nation, you're gonna hit home more often than not.
Right.
But for me, I don't have that sizzle. Like I have credible fear because Dak Prescott is the truth. I have credible fear because Micah Parsons is really good.
Is it?
But it's an NFC game, so if implications are pretty nil. It's an early season game. So now we have a little bit more like, well, how much are both teams really going to be ready for the moment? And then I think the biggest pomp and circumstance thing is, well, but the Cowboys bring more sizzle. Well, they bring more eyes to the product, but I do think, like, I think if we're going to say, man, that guy has not had the secret sauce for 30 years, I think that's part of the conversation. So you said something earlier that I vehemently disagree with. I think if the Browns win, it'll be the Cowboys suck. I think if the Browns lose, it'll be the Cowboys are great. So I think when it comes to the national sizzle, whoever plays Dallas week one, unless it's the 49ers, and that's another, like, hey, this is a rivalry going back 30 years. I think unless it's something like that, whoever ends up playing Dallas just ends up kind of being a secondary thing to the story instead of, oh, man, maybe the Browns are a good team. I don't think that's going to be the narrative if the Browns beat the Cowboys.
Well, actually, you do agree with me, because if the Browns beat the Cowboys, they don't get the credit. And if they lose, well, you know, it's going to be the Browns are back to being the Browns, and the Cowboys are New Orleans, Louisiana.
I don't even think we'll get there. I think it's 100%. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl if the Browns win. So I think, like, so
you mean if the Cowboys win, they're going to the Super Bowl. The Cowboys aren't going to the Super Bowl if they lose week one.
Yes.
That's not going to be the narrative.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.